Wednesday, the 7th of May, 7, Sion Year, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, Tochen.
Good morning. This week's Parsha, Parshas Bahar, discusses the mitzvah of Shemitah. Next year in Eretz Yisrael, Bez Hashem, they're actually going to be going through Shemitah, and therefore I want to discuss with Hashem, to begin with, the terrific nisoyan involved within this Shemitah. We have to remember that when Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, being led by Yeshua ben Nun, the sole Yerusha, the inheritance that they got, was ground. Whether they were apportioned the land within for each Shevet, but everything revolved around the land. Some parts of the land were better used to grow tevua, wheat and barley. Some parts of the land were better used for their orchards, for fruit trees, plums, pears, oranges, peaches. And some were better for vineyards, grapes and olives, v'chulu. But everything revolved around the land. And their sole livelihood came also from the land. Now, we all understand, anyone in business understands, when you want to build up a business, it doesn't go from one day to the next. You have to work on it, and you have to build it up. Take Tesco, for instance, it didn't happen over day. It's a multi-million pound company, and it began from nothing. They began by selling a little bit and growing. They had to build up customer relations. They had to build up the location where they want to be. They had to build up suppliers, and they had to build up price competition. There was a tremendous amount of effort invested in these businesses. And Klal Yisrael too, when they came to Eretz Yisrael, they had to learn how to use the land, they had to learn how to toil it, how to put in the right nutrients, they had to prune it, they had to cut the branches, they had to make sure nothing was disturbing it. There was a lot of time and effort invested into their land. And for the Torah to come along and tell you after 6 years of hard work, of putting all your life into it, just turn around and walk out your field, on an intellectual level, the Chayra is a nisayon which surpasses the capacity of man to overcome. The Chayra is far too difficult for Adam, for Ben Adam, to overcome such a nisayon. Apart from the fact that that year's crop is not going to emerge, because there's nothing being worked on, and nothing's happening. There's also the idea that the field is now destroyed, and when they come back the next year, they're going to have to restart the whole process again. So it's not going to grow that year, it'll take another year to grow again. So you're talking about a few years of not having any crop growing, you're talking about losing all your customers, you're talking about rebuilding the whole empire again. These people had wife and kids. So they could say, listen, very nice. It's very nice for me to say I'm going to overcome this and say, what about my wife and kids? I have to feed them. I haven't got money in the bank. My money came from here. My food came from here. Everything came from here. So to come along and tell me just switch off, l'chayra is a massive nisayon. And even more than that l'chayra, what comes out is, that if you tell me that you're giving such a mitzvah of Shemitah to the Torah HaMidbar, to the Olim HaMakabel the Torah, maybe then I can understand. These people were zeicher to be Oymed by Har Sinai. They were zeicher to be Makabel the Pnei HaShchinah. They were zeicher to tremendous spiritual heights. But a farmer on the whole is normally accepted as someone who's an amoret, someone who doesn't know too much. And you're willing to give such a difficult nisayon to such a person. And backing my words is a medrash. The medrash seems to acquiesce to this idea that the yesod of Shemitah is something which man has not got the strength to deal with. Because the medrash begins in this week's Parsha, and in a few other places as well, Dorosh Posach Reb Tanchum Baruch Ani Loi. The Posach says, Baruch Hashem Malochov, Giborei Koyach Oise Dvori. Blessed to Hashem is his Malochim, Pashtus his angels, Giborei Koyach, those who are strong, Oise Dvori, who fulfill his command. Says the Medrash, Bamei HaKosov Medaber. Who is the Torah talking about when it says Malochov? In Be'elyonim HaKosov Medaber, if it's discussing Elyonim, angels, Malochim Mamish, Hokva Kosov Lemato. The next Posuk discusses them. The next Posuk says, Baruch Hashem Kol Tzvotov. Oibazai says the Medrash, Elo Betachtoinim HaKosov Medaber. It's referring to man, to a mortal man, to human beings, and it's calling them Malochim. Says the Medrash, Omar Reb Yitzchok, Giborei Koyach Oise Dvorei. What do these words mean? What strength do you need to be on the level of a Malach? Says the Medrash, Zu Hashem Shvius. This is someone who keeps Shvius. And the Medrash continues, and the Medrash says that Odom Roye Karmoi Chakli. He sees his vineyard being destroyed. Roye Sodei Chakli. And the Medrash says that Mele, I understand, says the Medrash, Noisin Mitzvah Liyim Echod. You give a nisayon to a person for one day, see, so he has this nisayon, he has to fight it and try to overcome it. Understand? Chodesh Echod, says the Shabbos Echod, says the Medrash. For 1 week you give him Azar Nisayin. Chodesh Echod. But Shona Echod, says the Gemara. You want to give an Nisayin to a man for a whole year and you expect him to overcome it. And the other Medrash continues and says, Roye Sodom Mufkeres. He sees it's Mufka. He can't stop anyone from going in. He's got kids flying all over the place. They're climbing up the trees. They're looking for a Sroigim. They're having the time of their life. But for him, he's seeing his field being destroyed. And you want him to overcome it. So l'chayr, the Medrash is mevor, quite clearly, like we're saying, that this Nisayin is far too difficult for man. And that's why it says that someone who overcomes it is on the level of a malach. We all know, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu bo betrinu im bonov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never give us a Nisayin which is too difficult for us to overcome. So if I say, what is the Pasha Taitche that we've been given such a Nisayin which we need the gevurah, the strength of a malach, in order to overcome? And the answer for this l'chayre lies in the Medrash itself. Because the Medrash continues and says, on the same pasuk, Baruch Hashem, Malachov, Giburi Koyach Oysa Dvorei, it says a different pshat. And it says, Zu Klal Yisrael, Shekodam Nasa Lelishma. That when they stood at Hasina and HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked them if they want the Torah, they said, Nasa before Nishma. And the Medrash is mevor that for a person to say Nasa, to say they're going to accept the Torah, before they know what it is, says the Medrash, you have to be on the level of a malach in order to do that. Because a malach knows that he was created in order to fulfill that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. And therefore, even before knowing what is, he'll do it. But people, we've been given a bechir, we've been given a free will, and to say we're going to do something before we know what it's about, to accept it, is a tremendous nisayin. And the Medrash says that for Klal Yisrael to do such a thing, to accept it, they had the gevurah, the strength of a malach. And pshat is, the Gemara says in Shabbos of Kuf Mem Vav, Amar Reb Elazar, that when Bashar Shabbat Nochosh al Chava, when Chava did the Maisa Aveira with the Nochosh, with the Satan, the Nochosh is the Satan, Hitil Bazu Hamo, the Nochosh injected into Chava, and to all future generations, anyone in mankind from then on, a Koyach HaTumah, a spiritual impurity. And this Koyach HaTumah is Mevo and Chazal, and created a blockage within the person, and stop them from fulfilling and comprehending an absolute clarity in Metzias Hashem. And the Gemara continues and says that when Klal Yisrael stood by Har Sinai, and the Rishon Mavur even more, when the Shechina already began being Mashra, the Shechina Rish Chodesh Sivan, 6 days beforehand, Klal Yisrael began being Zeicha to a tremendous relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were elevated to tremendous spiritual heights which surpassed anything that had ever happened beforehand. Klal Yisrael steigt so much that the Gemara tells us that this Zuham, or this Koyach HaTumah which the Nochosh put into mankind, went away from Klal Yisrael. Anyone who stood at Har Sinai, says the Medrash, says the Gemara, the Koyach HaZuhamo disappeared. The Goyim, anyone who wasn't there, it did not. They still have this Koyach HaZuhamo. But Klal Yisrael, who was standing by Har Sinai, says the Gemara, it disappeared. And Oivazoy L'chayr, that's trying the Medrash, that the Medrash says that Klal Yisrael managed to say Nasa Kodim to Nishma, because Taka, they managed to say it because through their heights, their spiritual heights that they gained, through this Kirvah, through this tremendous relationship which they were Zoycha to by Har Sinai, they managed to get such a clarity, the blockage disappeared, and they managed to say Nasa Kodim to Nishma. And that is Peshat by Shemitah as well. Because Shemitah as well, Taka, you need a tremendous koyach to overcome it. And to overcome it, a man can't do it. But Klal Yisrael, who stood by Har Sinai, and who was zeicha to that their koyach HaTumah, this blockage within them disappeared, Oivazoy was zeicha to get a clarity, such a clear clarity, in the Metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Ein Oid Milvadoy, that he's constantly being mashkiach over the world, in everything, that there was zeicha, and they will say that they have the strength to overcome this insane of Bitochen. And the Altar of Slobodka speaks out even more. He says that when Klal Yisrael stood at Har Sinai, Taka, they were Zeicha to tremendous heights. But a farmer, a few thousand years later, you want them also to overcome such an insane? And he says yes. Because this koyach which we were zeicha to by Har Sinai didn't disappear. It remained in us to this very single day that we have not got this koyach HaTumah. Every single one of us have this ability, have this koyach, have a tremendous gevurah within us, which we can use to overcome such a nisayon. And the question is, what is this koyach for? So we now know that we've got a tremendous koyach to be used by Shemitah. But what midah are we meant to be working on during Shemitah that we have such a koyach for? And the Sforim HaMazbe, rove them Bali Musa, they explain that the midah that a person works on during the year of Shemitah is the midah of bitachon. That is a midah of bitachon which requires such a terrific strength from us. And I want to be mazbe a little bit, what is bitachon? Because there seems to be a fundamental mistake when we speak about bitachon, that a person can come along and say, he understands, listen, I'm going to go and do my business, I'm going to try and make my money, and I have bitachon in Hashem that it's going to work, and therefore I'm going to become rich. Have bitachon and it's going to work. But l'chayis mivon, the gedolei rishonim, that's not pshat. I'm going to quote a sefer here. The sefer has an approbation, a haskama, from someone no other than Shemayim himself. Shemayim itself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodei v'atzmoi. So there's no one who can argue with such a sefer. Beis Yosef, he used to learn with the Malach Yerosef, a Magid Misharim, and in Parshas Vayakel, he says that the Malach rebuked him. Why are you not learning Chovis Alvavos every single day? And Rabbi Eliel Apian is Mazbe, he says if this Sefer would have one iota, one letter which veers away from the truth, from the Emetz La'amitoi, then you would not be having such a Haskama. If the Malach is telling him, then Shemayim, they want to know why you're not learning Chovis Alvavos every day, then Vaisei says Rabbi Eliel, this Sefer is Emetz La'amitoi. And the Chovis Alvavos has a whole discussion in Bitochen, and he's Mazbe like this. Bitochen in one word is security. When a man has millions of pounds in his bank account, what causes him to be relaxed, to be happy? He can't eat the money. He can't even gain access to a physical touch of so much money. It's numbers on a screen. But what makes this person happy and relaxed is one thing. Because he knows he has access to something that will enable him to acquire most requirements that he needs in this world. He might not have it in his hand. He might not be able to eat it. But it's something that he has, that through this, which he can get to, he can achieve most of the things that he wants to do. And bitachon is exactly the same idea. Bitachon does not mean that I'm going to do something and I'm going to believe in Hashem and it's going to work. That's not what bitachon is. Bitachon is a security that I know I have someone, I have a Kodesh Baruch Hu who created the world and who created me. He loves me and he cares about me and he wants to give me the very, very best. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an infinite kindness, and he'll only do the best for me and for everyone, and he will make sure that nothing bad happens to us. And if something bad happens to us, something which hurts us, it may look bad, but I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it, and he loves me, and he wants to only give me good. So it must be for my own good. Bitachon, translation of bitachon, bitachon is security. I'm secure in my knowledge that there's someone up there who cares about me and wants to give me only the best. So anything that happens is for me, for my own good. And I'm never going to be lacking. That is the asod of bitachon. The Chovis Halvavos himself, and I'm not going to go into this too much, but he discusses how a person who has such a security far surpasses any other type of security. And he's masbeh that the whole idea of bitachon, he says, a person would think having bitachon involves a lot of stress because you don't know where your money's come from, but he speaks out, mamish lehepach, and he says that a person who has a true bitachon, who comes to a true recognition of this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about him and wants to give him the best, is removes any stress that he will ever have. He discusses it by Arichas, but I don't want to go into that. I want to discuss one nekud of this idea of bitachon. I want to begin with four questions. Question number one. In this Parsha, Parsha Shemitah, the Ramban says that when a person, the Torah says that the person is going to say, Ma noichal bashona hashviyas, what should I eat in the seventh year? And the Ramban is mazbeh, what do you mean in the seventh year? You're going to eat in the seventh year that which your crop grew in the sixth year. And amai, the Ramban's mazbeh, that when it says shona hashviyas, it means a person standing in the seventh year, he's going to ask, what should I eat in the eighth year? And the Kliyoko immediately says, what's the Ramban saying? The Torah continues and says, V'tzivisyes birkosi, I'm going to give a brocha. And the Torah says, and Pashto says the Kliyoko, there's going to be an abundance of crops growing in the sixth year. So anyone in the sixth year will see a tremendous amount of tavor, which far surpasses anything that he's ever made. And you can see it's going to last him for 3 years. So why in the seventh year is he going to ask, what will I eat in the eighth year? And the Kliyoko is Mazbeh. Pshat is that there's not going to be an abundance of crops. We're not going to have more tefillah than what we need. Rather, says the Kli Yakar, we're going to have the same amount like we always have. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make that when we're going to be satisfied by eating a third of what we normally need. Which means it's going to last us three times as long for the next 3 years. That's what the Kli Yakar is must be. We're not going to have more, we're going to have the same amount, but it's going to last us for the same amount of time. And the question is, as Surah Madhamila asks, that we're talking about someone who's going through a tremendous nisoyan here, and he has to overcome so many hurdles, and this is the best you can do for him. Make sure he has the exact amount that he'll be full and you won't have to have more. You can't give him that bit extra. You can't let him see that he's getting loads and he's getting schar for it. Give him something more. Why do you have to be so kag, so tight? Make sure that you only need to eat a third of the amount so you're going to have enough. Give something extra. And the second question they ask is the same question by the Parsha of Mon. The Torah tells us by the Parsha of Mon that Klal Yisrael went through the Midbar and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell them that they should all go out every single day and take an oimeh. Oimeh lagul goyles. One shiur for everyone. And the Torah continues and says someone who tries taking more, when he arrives back home, he'll see he has the same amount. If he tries being very frum and he takes less, he doesn't need so much, he'll come home, he'll see he has the same amount. Everyone will get the same amount. And again, we have to remember that Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar, they were in the wilderness. They had no access to anywhere to get any food or drink other than this mon. They had just come out of Mitzrayim. Chazal tell us each person was looking after around 40 to 50 children. So you're talking about a person with tremendous responsibility. He went to bed at night thinking, when I wake up in the morning, are they going to have food? Because if they don't, they're going to be dead very soon. It was a tremendous, tremendous nisayon for a person. And this is the best that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do for them. To make sure that they were, every single day, the exact amount came out, oimei lagul goyles, nothing more, nothing less. You can't let me put away for 1 or 2 days. You can't let me put away something. Why, dafka, in these places are we getting such a terrific nisayon? And the third question is Parshas Sazria. It says by when Klal Yisrael went into its, the Torah tells us that when Klal Yisrael go into Eretz Canaan, so they're going to, when they go into their houses, they might get tzaras on their houses. And they have to call a kohen and he'll check it out. And Rashi says that why will they get tzaras on their houses? Because it may be that the Canaanim hid treasures within the walls, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels that this person deserves a reward. So he makes him bang it down, so he's going to find a massive hoard of treasure. And that Achronim all ask, what type of reward is this? If you want to give someone something, why do you have to do it in such a derogatory manner? Why can't you make him win the lottery? Make him do a brilliant business? You have to embarrass him. He's got tzaras. The Olam are all talking about him. He has to schlep his stuff out of his house. He has to smash down his house. It's stress. It's embarrassment. What? You want to give someone something, give it in a bit of a kind of way. And even more, the Zoya says on this Pasha, you should know that the money he finds in his house is going to be the exact amount of money that he needs to rebuild it. Again, if we're talking about you want to give someone something, then you don't just give them the amount of money to rebuild the house. You give them something extra. So if I say we're wrong, there's something much more within this Pasha of Mitzrayim that they're going to find money behind it. Aramot Chemillah's must be like this. He says that when a person decides he wants to work on his bitochen, he wants to strengthen this koyach habitochen, so he says, you know what, tomorrow that's it, I'm going to go to shul, I'm going to sit and say to him all day, I'm not working, I'm doing anything. I'm beitech in Hashem that he's going to look after that which I need. Says Ramad Chamila, what, this person goes home the next day and he gets a bill in his post. £618 he owes for tax purposes. Fine. He doesn't know where he's going to get the money from because he hasn't got a penny to his name. And finally goes back to shul. The next day he gets a letter from an old insurance company that he once dealt with. The letter can say one of two things. It can either say that we're now going over our last year's returns and we've worked out that we overcharged you by £618 and therefore we want to return you that money. Or it could say we're going over our tax returns and we overcharged you by £2,000 and we want to return it to you. Says Ramad Chamila, which one is a clearer indication of the hashkocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu over a person, dafka when we're discussing the nisoyin of bitochen? Says Ramad Chamila, the first episode, the first case, is a much clearer indication. Because a person who says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are my security, I'm boiteach in you, that you love me, and you're going to make sure that I never lack, and that which I need, I'm going to have, and that which I need, I'm going to have. When he sees that he needs £618, and that arrives at his post, that same amount, that's a much clearer indication of this idea. that Dafka in these three stories, which we said, Dafka there, where the Nisayin was a whole Nisayin of Mitochen, yes, you're right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give us much more. But Dafka there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to show us what Mitochen is. Mitochen isn't that you're going to become a multimillionaire. Mitochen isn't that which you want you're going to get, because maybe it's not good for you. Mitochen is that what you need you're going to have, because I love you and I care about you, and I'm watching over you to make sure that you have everything that you need. And therefore, when we discuss the Pasha of Mon, so you're in the Midbar. And you're right, they had a terrific Nisayin there. Where's the food going to come from? But they were oymed by it. They stood by it strong. And therefore, said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to give you that which you need. Dafka and Oymen HaGolgolos are not more. I can give you much more. I have much more to give. But Dafka, I want to show you, I'm watching over you and I care about you. Which you need, you'll have, and what you don't need, you won't have. By the Pasha of Metzayah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees a person who looks like he's working very hard in Avodas Hashem. He deserves to shtaik. He deserves to be elevated to higher spiritual heights. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oy Bazoi, I'm going to give you a Nisayin to overcome, so that through overcoming this Nisayin, you can shtaik. And what does he do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes saras. The person, if he overcomes this Nisayin, he says, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm beteach in you and understand that what you do, even though it hurts me and it looks bad, is for my own good, because I know you care about me. So he'll smash down his wall. By overcoming this Nisayin, he's elevated. He's shtaig, he's grown in Kedusha. He won't lose out, because he's a beteach. So the exact amount of money that he needs to rebuild his house, he's going to find, because no one loses out. So he'll find that money. He's shtaig, though. He's shtaig tremendously. And that is the idea by the Pasha of Shemitah as well. By the Pasha of Shemitah, a person, he has to walk out his field, and he doesn't know where the food's going to come from. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry, I'm going to make sure that you have enough, to keep you going. Says the Kli Yakar, what's enough? I'll make sure that the amount that you normally have will last you three times as long. You're right, I could give you much more. It's a tremendous Nisayin, and the Schar we're going to get is going to be unbelievable. But not here. Here says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in this world, I want to show you that I'm a Shkiach over you. I want to show you that which you beteach in me, you'll never lose out, because I'm looking after that which you need. And therefore, Dafke here, I'm not giving you extra. I'm giving you the exact amounts, that which you need to live and not more, to show you that you won't lose out, you're not going to lack. That is why Dafke, by these three places, the Torah gives exact and it doesn't give more. The Shemitah, which is coming this year, we might not own fields, and it's very difficult for us to understand this whole idea, especially if we haven't got such an Asayin, the field in front of us. But the Hashbah of Shemitah is still there, that every single one of us can work in Bitochen. The Pnei Yeshua speaks out in Brachas Dav Dalad, the Gemara says, Kolo Oime Tel David Gimel Pomim Beyoim Zeicha To'ilim Haba. And the Pnei Yeshua, and the Gemara is Mazbir, when it says Tel David, it means someone who says, Peseach Es Yodecho Mazbiya L'chol Chayrotzoin, three times a day. And the Pnei Yeshua says, "What? This is a raffle ticket, a credit card to go straight to Olam Haba. What did the person do that he, by saying these words, he goes straight into Olam Haba?" And the Pnei Yeshua is Mazbir this very Yesod. He says that Avada, by saying these words, a person's not going to get anywhere. But when a person stands up in shul three times a day and he says Peseach Es Yodecho, and he thinks to himself and he begins comprehending the tremendous hashkocha which HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts on every single, from the smallest creature, the ant and the egg, to the massive elephant, around the world, daily, every day, then he starts hopping that tucket, maybe I'll pitava, like the goyim say, the world's going to come, we haven't got enough food in the world, and they have to begin planting and putting things away for when the food runs out. But a yid who says these things every day, chaps that there's a hashkocha here. There's someone watching over us. There's someone who's peisech, is decho, and he's being masbiya us. Someone who comprehends this idea, by saying it three times a day, he'll be makir this idea, and memela by him, the ikar in his life, is going to be avodas Hashem and Torah, rather than running after his panosa. That, says the Bnei Yeshua, is how a person is going to be zeichat Olam Haba. Through such a comprehension that there's a hashkocha, there's someone who looks after us and cares about us, through that, says the Bnei Yeshua, his whole lifestyle will change and he'll reach such a madriga. So, Be'ez Hashem, we shall be zeichat to taka, reach such a madriga, to be zeichat to overcome this Nisayin Bitachem, and Mashiach Shekamir Yameinu Amen. Thank you.